Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for joining us this week. Ooh, luckily we got out of that last little scrap. Yeah. And it's time to move on to try to save the Winter Queen. Right? Winter Queen or Winter King? Queen of Winters. Winter. All right. Let us carry on, Rodrigo.
Yes.
We've jumped the wall and we're headed towards the clouds.
Have you jumped the wall?
I don't know.
That was the plan.
I'm sure we found our way down safely.
I'm thinking we are going to try to, you know, get outside the wall, then go find a place to hide.
Find a place to hold.
Yeah, that.
Okay. Because we're all kind of beat up a lot.
Yes. So, you are standing in front of a wall. What do you do?
How tall is the wall?
We'll say... from where you guys were, we'll say it's about... a million feet tall. No, it's I'm so bad with distances. We'll say
it's either 9 kilometers or a car.
Yes.
How many jaws?
Or a league.
All right. It is. We'll say it's about a good 30 stories tall. I mean, this is a wall to like prevent Feywild monsters from getting into the city.
30 stories would be roughly 300 feet.
Do we want to go over, or
well,
shall
if we can find an exit, maybe this door right here,
under or through?
Yeah,
I want to scout a way, the best route around or through the way to get through this wall.
Okay,
all right. In the meantime,
give me a streetwise check.
All right.
Oh.
Would you like us all to do that, or just her?
Whoever's looking.
Oh boy!
I got some streetwise in me.
I'll go ahead and do that.
Oh, actually,
I got it.
I want to try, even though it's going to be horrible. Here,
baby. 30.
Okay. 10.
13.
17.
Oh, but does everybody get a plus one because they're around me?
Not streetwise. Definitely no. Actually, everybody gets a minus one because of you. That's how much of a square you are.
I got a 22.
Okay.
Hey, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
I rolled a 17. I have a modifier 5, so.
Hence the 22 part.
Yes. I'm just saying, like, that is not, this is a rare occasion.
Probably that's for people at home.
Okay. So, Ket figures out that you guys are standing at a really strong part of the wall. Like, this is the part that an enemy army on the other side would try to avoid, because this is like one solid slab of rock, just completely covered up. But the way that the streets are arranged, you know that there's going to be some sort of drainage. So that's probably your best bet. Trell realizes that the way that the birds flew off, they're kind of following streets as well. So they're probably literally going to whatever the next encampment of those things are to bring some more.
Hey guys, I think they're going to come back with reinforcements.
So. That's not good. This is the strongest point on this wall, at least within a reasonable distance. We're best off actually trying to take the sewers out of here.
Okay.
Let's head this way.
All right.
All right. Well, pretty soon you get to what is essentially now a river, but used to be just a dip in the city. And it is just flowing into the wall. Most likely signifying that somewhere under it there is a drainage point, since the rest of the street or the other streets that are farther up aren't flooding. The city's built on a lot of tiers.
How fast is it moving?
Pretty fast.
So probably not something we want to try and swim.
I mean, we could try and swim it.
It'd be easiest if you had some way to actually see in there.
Doesn't anybody have, like, clairvoyance or anything? What about Guy? Does he need air?
poor guy.
Technically, no, but he can only get so far away from me anyways.
Anything in there do things?
They got all the rituals we don't need.
Didn't I tell you to get water breathing? Of some sort?
I think that was on the list.
Did you get lizard something?
Jim of Seeing isn't going to do anything something. With me. At one point, we were discussing a water breathing one, but I think we...
at what point we discussed... useful rituals.
Yeah.
But then, decided none of that.
Then we just ended up learning Starshine 10 times.
Pretty much.
I don't put it past him. I have water breathing and walk on my little list of rituals I told Sketchy. Told you to get.
B's upturned middle finger and voice of Desi Arnaz, I think.
I got purify water. I don't have.
Had limited.
What's
I
Lizard Sight? Lizard Sight.
Lizard Sight.
I think that gives you
What's
low light.
Lizard Sight.
What to do?
I don't know. I've never.
You know what?
It's on my list of things that you guys got. Hold on, I'll look it up.
No.
Wizard oh, is site? It Wizard's Sight?
Maybe. I don't know.
there are no entries for Lizard Sight.
I'm pretty certain Trail is confident it's Lizard Sight.
That's like what Trail heard it as.
That is the best malaprop ever.
Let's see.
I love you.
Wizard's Sight.
Rituals. Wizard's Sight. You extend your senses beyond the door, looking blah, 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 blah. When you perform a Wizard's Sight ritual, choose a square within 20 squares of you, even a square that you can't see or don't have line of effect to. You can create a magical sensor in that square. You can see and hear as if you were standing there.
Ah!
Yeah,
do you guys have Wizard Sight written down?
No.
Okay.
That was one we looked at. It's like we don't need to look through a door.
Then you do not have it.
Nope.
What?
But I could swear that I had something called
Raise Dead, Knock, Glyph of Warding, Secure Shelter, Enduring Elements, Eagle's Flight, Comprehend Language, Sending.
Eagle's Flight.
Eagle's Flight.
We could go over the wall.
That would be sense making.
Let's see what the casting time is for Eagle's Flight.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Do we got 10 minutes? Trail, do you think we can spare 10 minutes?
What's the casting time for water breathing?
Well, we were
probably
gonna,
about the same.
We were going to get there if you guys ever actually had the rituals you thought you had.
Exactly.
That was my next question, regardless of the ritual.
We don't have the water or the breathing.
Mm-mm.
What?
Why don't we have water?
Up to 8 giant eagles appear.
Carry us off to a far-off location.
Also 10 minutes.
DM, how long do I... Knowing what I know about birds and their flight speed and seeing as how these are
especially
unladen gold nightmare birds.
Right. Gold nightmare swallows?
Yes. Do we have 10 minutes?
Oh, certainly not.
By the way, put a penny into Monty
Python. You certainly don't have 10 minutes for, like... those guys to get to like the center of the city and back, assuming that whatever they're going to go get is that far away. If it's not, then it's going to be here within 3 to 4 minutes.
Are there any...
To hurry up. We only have like maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Intact buildings near us.
Yeah.
No, remember last time you went inside a building?
Yeah. Are both of our nature's
water,
crap warm?
Thingy. How long can you guys hold your breath?
It's not necessarily a question of breath. I just don't float real good because I'm
heavy,
kind of covered in metal here.
You're athletic enough.
There's also the slight problem of we don't know if there's a grate down there or anything that we might have trouble passing through.
So
I don't have any way to
I don't think my... my Gym of Seeing wouldn't do anything.
No.
If you got a good roll, you could probably like look down there and see if there's anything you can spot.
Hey, is there air in the haversack?
Yeah. No.
Can Aura put it up to his mouth and breathe the air in the haversack and swim?
That's kind of a 17. Solution.
17? No. Okay. You can't see anything particularly well.
All right, Dora. Shall we?
Is that a perception check?
Yeah, you get a +2 for Trail, which doesn't matter. You still can't see anything.
Okay.
Shall we attempt to summon some eagles?
We need to
probably
get
be pretty conspicuous.
We need coverage. If we're going to summon anything, we need to...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
What is your list of
20?
Controls?
Would that have done it? Because I had a...
No. Okay. Right. There.
Well, here's the question. If you summon eagles from inside of cover, inside of a building, are they going to be able to get to us?
Presumably, yes.
Are these eagles upon which we ride, or eagles that carry us?
They carry us.
Because, I mean, we're going to be, if we're in the air, we're going to be on their turf, and there's going to be swarms of them again.
Is there anything else that leads underground around here?
Presumably.
I think we should head underground, guys.
Okay.
Just start looking around for some kind of a
cellar,
sewer grate or something.
Yeah.
You know, like a manhole cover of some kind.
I'll settle for a sewer good at this point.
You can you can give me another streetwise check.
Boom!
Not one. Ah. Nope. A 5.
26.
13.
20.
12.
11.
Okay.
High five, Brian.
Torque spots a an entrance to some sort of underground building. Like, basically, all that is upstairs or all that is at ground level is essentially the entrance, and then there's like stairs going down, and it's kind of like this. If you think of a right triangle just sitting on the ground, that's what the side of the building looks like. It looks like it's open. There's just stairs leading down. It looks like there used to be like statues on pedestals at either side of it, but they've been destroyed.
I got a question.
What's up?
There's an in-character question.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. You're good.
What's up, Tor?
I'm not real good with that. There's the stairs going down over there, but if they were so much water, won't there be water underground?
One way to find out.
Probably.
It might be draining off into there. If you'd think there'd be water... Well, let's look. Let's look. I'd say let's look. It's better than be out in the open.
Yes. Okay.
We can go underground over there.
Okay. It's you guys go down the stairs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You okay with this, guys?
By me. Already going.
Fire up them sunrads or something.
Okay.
In case it's dark.
You guys go down the stairs. As you go down, it becomes pretty obvious that this is some sort of temple. But all of the iconography has been removed.
Can we tell what kind of temple it is at all? Just from the architecture or what it's made out of?
You can give me a religion check.
21.
Nat 1.
14.
Nine.
Oh, our religious guide.
Yeah.
No.
Must be a cheese shop.
It's a temple of chocolate.
Okay. All right.
It's a Shirley temple.
So, you guys are in an underground church of some kind. There are multiple exits, not just the one you came down, but there appeared to be two doors right in front of you, and then two to either side of you. This is just, there are no chairs or pews or anything. It's kind of a semicircular thing, and this is probably like the main worship room. But again, there are no altars or icons of any kind.
There's no book.
The entrances, are they doors? Or are they just openings?
They are doors.
Can they be barred?
Yeah.
Is there anything with which to bar them?
Not really.
Does it look like there's been water damage at all?
There is some water here. But it looks relatively recent. Like maybe that that flood that kind of flushed you guys out might have gotten a little bit in here.
That happened 15 minutes ago, game time.
Yep.
Do we have anything that magically locks doors or something?
We have something that magically unlocks opens, those doors. Yes.
That's about the glyph of warding.
Yeah, you got that. We've also got the magic circle.
If secure we shelter.
Well, secure shelter is more like a...
So we can make a house within the house.
House within a house. Well, we can just check the doors. Orm starts checking the doors.
Doors open.
Anything that I see peer through?
Yeah, through here, it appears to be like literally a back room just for the priest to get ready.
In each of them?
Yeah, both of the doors that lead straight forward ahead. Are both open into this room. And there's a hallway up ahead, and it just leads further down. It's pretty dark in here.
Sunrod.
Okay.
Pull out my sunrod out of my handy haversack.
Okay.
Good day, friends. Start going down the hallway.
Okay. Start going down the hallway. It opens up into a room that probably used to be some kind of mess hall, but now there is about only about half the room is there, and it just opens into this enormous tunnel. Like a tunnel that is big enough for actually to roll the rest of the temple through. Hole itself that you see is not quite that big. It actually looks like it accidentally caved in. But looking through, you can see this tunnel.
All right. Let's check the other two doors.
Flashbacks to Ken Burns movies.
One of them leads to a cellar. There are some casks of wine here.
We're good.
We're good. We can hold up here.
Honestly, that's the idea. Is there any exit out of that cellar other than the one that we came in?
Nope. And then if you go down the other way, it is a bunch of like habitations, like just kind of basically hallways with cells in them for people to sleep in. Hallway, wall on one side, the other wall is just, there's a bunch of holes in the wall for people to crawl in and sleep.
Is there still no indication of what temple, like, god or whatever this is supposed to be for?
Oh, there's probably plenty of indication. You guys are just bad
just
at this.
We don't know what, yes.
It, like, says it in really big words over the door.
Yep.
Okay.
It says over here, E something A-T-H-I-S, but I don't know what that means.
Let's hole up in one of the cells or the cellar.
If we hole up in the cellar and we call on the things to try and fly.
Yes.
Can we fly out of here?
Well, we don't need to worry about that just yet. Right now, because right now just taking a break, holing up in the cellar for 6 hours or so we can recharge ourselves. Because none of us are looking good right now.
Do you think it's safe?
I think it's probably the safest place we've got right now without having to try and explore further. And to be honest, we need a break.
We got something we can block up the doors with.
Is there anything that indicates that another flood would come soon from anything that we've seen? Can I roll for that
No, you don't have to roll for that.
Okay.
There is nothing that naturally seems like this place would flood. However, you're pretty sure that last time a flash flood happened, those guys did it A, on purpose, and B, without much effort. So if they decided to flood this district, they would probably be able to flood this district.
Most of this region was flooded though, right? Or is this...
No, this just got some water from, like, the overflow, essentially.
Oh.
Do we think that they flooded the district because we were there?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So?
But if they know that we're here, won't they flood it again?
Well, yeah, but when we come underground, we knew that. So, I mean, if that was a worry then, it's a worry. Wait. I think we should take a nap and see, and then if the water comes again, we can swim out or, you know, die.
Yeah. Is the ceiling above the doorway? here?
No.
It is in the temple, though, right?
That's what I meant. It isn't.
It's the ceiling in the temple isn't higher than the doorway?
Correct.
Okay. What about in the cellar? Or in any of the rooms?
No, no. The temple is probably the highest room. The cellar is a little bit lower. All the other rooms are about on the same level.
And the doorways are the same heights as the ceiling. Is there a difference between the doorway and the ceiling?
Just a little bit. The doors are pretty tall. You're not talking about the entrance to the temple.
Not the entrance to the temple, no. The doorways and...
I see.
Like, do we have a couple inches or maybe a foot or...
I'd say a couple inches.
Okay.
A couple of inches of overhang?
Yeah, a couple inches of overhang doesn't give us enough to potentially... for not to fill up all the way.
Hmm. Let's see.
Given the speed at which they flooded it last time, I'm not entirely sure that we'd have... Here's the thing, and this is all out of character because I can't do the voice right now. if they're gonna attack us again with water, it seems like, I mean, going underground in any way would be a bad idea if we're worried that we're going to be attacked by water. But if we're above ground, it's not necessarily something that's going to be any better. Because you'll recall that we were in a building the last time, or most of us were halfway in a building the last time, and we still got Shmageggy to Framistat.
Yeah, also this time we'll ram straight into the wall.
Well, there's that tunnel we can just, swim down to the
center. We do need to take a break. We need to get some rest. We need to revive ourselves. So we need to make a decision, and we need to make a decision now. We're either going to run, or we're going to stay put.
I say we take a chance of resting here and then figure out what we're going to do once we're not bleeding.
I'm with Torque.
I think that sounds like the best idea.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Seems like either way we have pretty not great chances, so...
Well, I think the trick is going to be we don't know that they know that where we specifically are at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seen us last time, and the birdies was swooping around like they had to eyeball us. So maybe if they don't have eyeballs on us right now, maybe they'll keep searching and we'll have time to get all magic-y'd up.
That's what I'm hoping.
Hey, when it comes to these rituals, if you magic-y up the ritual, do you have to use it immediately?
Usually.
It has a 12-hour duration. And
so, basically, yeah. If we were to take a short rest here... and you were to take 10 minutes to magic-y up some magic, we'd have 12 hours worth of magic-y use.
Yes. If one of you cast a ritual instead of resting, then you would have assuming that you did get those 10 minutes to rest, then you would have that going for you.
How long is a long rest again?
8 hours.
Yep. Six hours.
Six hours, sorry.
Minimum, but...
Do you think it would be even possible to shoot for a long rest here, Rob?
That's what we need to do. Like a short rest doesn't get it. I mean, we got a short rest. Did we get a short rest, or did we book?
Barely.
Yeah. No. After that, you just left.
All right, so we haven't even had a short rest yet.
Right.
I could go scouting for... I mean, there has to be some other exit other than rushing water of death area.
Yeah, but
there is.
Yeah, it's the tunnel.
This is not the condition to do it in. I say we try for a 6-hour rest. Worst case scenario, we wait 30 minutes and the birds swoop in from the sky.
How long did... Rodrigo, how long did it take them to flood the place last time? After, between when we saw them last and when they flooded it?
I don't know.
We had a short rest in that period.
Yeah, about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, how about this? We kind of station ourselves kind of close to the exit for the first maybe hour or so. And then if nothing happens, then we go rest.
I suppose.
If they're going to do something, they're going to do it immediately rather than later.
Well, if we're going to do that during that hour, we need to magic key up some magic.
Sure. All right.
If the magic
were those wine casks still there?
Yeah.
We're staying here. Just lock the door. And stay here.
In the cellar?
Yes.
That was my plan.
We'll suffocate and die. How watertight do you think that door is?
We'll be fine.
It's there in here.
Are those wine casks filled up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sacramental wine. I don't understand how buoyancy works.
I open up one of those casks, let some drain on the floor, and see where it goes.
It pools on the floor.
Okay. Turn it off.
Is there evidence of water in this room?
Yeah.
So there we go.
I'm going to station myself by the door, at least for the first hour.
Okay.
I'll let you know if something happens.
So Trail could get jumped and killed first.
Do you want to try even a glyph of warding or anything?
That might not be a bad idea.
Okay.
How long does that take?
10 minutes.
I think if we're going to spend 10 minutes, we should spend 10 minutes doing the escape clause first.
Which escape clause? The eagles?
If we're going to try and fly over the wall,
how are we going to
try and prepare that first? Because if we don't get 10 minutes, either way, if we do 10 minutes, if you try to
fly over the wall, the second that ritual is complete, it's go time.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're not planning on going over the wall at this point.
We're not?
That's kind of for the purpose of coming down here. Was trying to find some place.
Something as an alternative to going over
the
wall.
I say we just rest here in the cellar.
And then make our way.
And then make our way from there.
Yep. If that means going out the tunnel, or if that means finding an alternate exit, that's what we need to do. So get some rest.
I'm taking first watch anyway, so I'm still going to wait by the cellar door. Awesome. Not the
component
cellar door,
cost
the
for this is...
No, you're going to wait by the cellar door.
75.
No, not the cellar door. That'll be too late.
That'll be too far. You'll be dead before you have a chance to warn us if you're not here.
Okay.
All right.
Critical hit. Overthinking things since 20-07.
It costs me...
Gives me a break.
Cost me 2 healing surges, so I'm down to 1 healing surge.
Do we have enough time to get a short rest right now, at least?
And 75 gold.
Okay. You're casting Glyph of Warding?
Glyph of Warding.
What does that
require?
I start taking some of that wine that was on the floor and using it to inscribe a glyph around the room. As you create... wait a minute. That's not the one that I wanted to do. No, I wanted to do Magic Circle. I'm sorry. Magic Circle. 100 gold.
Not really.
Okay. But not the 2 healing surges.
No, but not the 2 healing surges. You inscribe a circle on the ground, so I'm doing that with this wine, using it to create a magic circle that is emblazoned with arcane symbols of protection that I learned while I was at the academy. And I must remember it correctly because I actually drew the symbols correctly, making it very difficult for creatures of, in this case... any origin or all origins, aberrant, elemental, fey, immortal, natural, or shadow, from getting in, or a -5 penalty to any check.
You inscribe a circle on the ground, a circle emblazoned with arcane symbols of protection. If drawn correctly, the symbols make it difficult for creatures of a particular origin to enter or pass. When performing the ritual, you choose aberrant, elemental, fey, immortal, natural, shadow, or all.
And I chose all.
The last option applies a -5 penalty to your check. The circle requires 1 minute to inscribe per square inside the circle. And it must be a circle.
Mm-hmm.
An affected creature whose level is lower than your arcana check result, -10, cannot pass through the circle. Affect creatures through the circle's boundary or affect the boundary in any way. Other creatures of an affected origin take force damage equal to your arcana check result when passing through the boundary, but doing so breaks the circle. Unaffected creatures can take a standard action to obscure the inscription and break the circle.
Wait a second.
Before...
If it's all origins, does that affect fey creatures as in...
Yes.
Paladin? Yes.
But we're all inside the circle.
Actually. Hold on. Two things. First, do we have any idea what the origin of these things might actually be?
I would think they're immortal. But maybe someone should do
They've been around since before winter was around. They were here before weather. And they are here again.
Check, maybe.
Oh, God, no. There's no way.
What?
We don't have any idea what they are.
Yeah,
we
have like no idea.
We have no frame of reference to even guess at what they are. They could be powered by steam for all we know.
I missed what Rodrigo said just now.
No way.
There's no way we could use a check to actually figure out what their origin is.
Well, there we go.
That's why he was going all in.
Okay, okay.
However, don't actually make the circle down here around it. Is he aware when the circle is broken?
That depends. He would be aware when something affected goes through it because it would either bounce off or, you know, take damage.
Yeah.
The circle is big enough, I guess he might not know, but the cost adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
I think Rob's talking about warding the door.
Yes. So maybe.
Yes, Matthew. You were right.
If you do that just sets off a trap. That doesn't protect us from anything that's swarming inside.
Well, no, what I'm saying is instead of putting the circle around us, put the circle in front of the entrance to the temple.
But it has to be a full circle.
And it doesn't say how big the circle is.
Didn't it say that the bigger the circle is, the more it costs?
Yeah. But that's fine. Yeah, I mean, you
it requires
just
1 minute to inscribe per square inside the circle, and it must be a circle.
So it's a challenge.
And it only lasts for an hour.
Where does it say the bigger the circle is?
I thought it did.
It says the circle requires 1 minute to inscribe per square inside the circle. So if I'm drawing a 4x4 circle, it's going to take 4 minutes to inscribe.
Which circle is this?
This is the magic circle.
That's not
the glyph of warding is a trap.
The last option, blah, blah, blah. The circle requires 1 minute to inscribe per square inside the circle, and it must be a circle.
I'm trying to create a
circle?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm trying to create
the last sentence of the
circle.
First paragraph.
Oh, there it is.
Now I could do a glyph of warding, which is a trap. All that does is set off a trap, but it's a permanent trap. The glyph of the magic circle only lasts an hour.
No, the duration is until broken. That's where I was getting confused.
Okay.
Is it's time, 1 hour. And then it also gives you a time in the text.
Time is 1 hour to cast.
But the circle requires 1 minute to inscribe per square.
To inscribe, then you have to do the ritual.
So it would be an hour and 4 minutes if you had a 1x1 square.
Yes.
All right. Well, an hour and a minute per square.
Cool. Right.
Yeah. So we could put the circle. How big's the entrance into the temple?
That's probably 2 squares.
So we could do a 4x... I assume it has to be a perfect circle.
Yeah.
So we could do a 4x4 circle right in front of the entrance.
So you want me to sit there at the entrance for an hour and 4 minutes?
Yeah. It'd
actually be an hour and 16 minutes. But...
So... That would kind of undermine the whole
If that can actually, if we can set it up so that circle is, doesn't block us from leaving
We can leave the circle at any time. And there's a tunnel over there that something could come through that does not protect us. Hence, creating a circle around us while we rest inside this cellar so that we are protected for as long as we need to be protected. And then when we decide that we want to move or go and do something after everyone has rested and after everyone has healed themselves, then we can move on.
Good plan.
During this conversation, Trell's kind of squinting and like leaning on Torque.
So we build a shelter in the circle in the temple.
The room's not big enough to build a shelter.
Oh.
I don't think the temple is either.
Okay.
What
do
I have to? What do I have to do to
in the town in the Feywild,
make this successful? I got a -5 check.
I believe roll an Arcana check.
If you roll an Arcana, you take a -5 to it, and that's the level of the creatures that can't get through.
Oh, actually, -15. The normal it's -10 for the difficulty for them to break it, and then it's an additional 5 if he's choosing
right,
all.
Right. The level of creatures that are affected is -10. The check -10.
Okay.
So it's going to be a net -15 effective level of the circle.
Yes.
So, shall we do that?
I'd say do it.
Do you want assistance or not?
It is...
Yeah, probably.
35 is the...
Total.
So -5. So
-5.
It's 30, so 30. 20. So yes. Anything 20
level
or
20.
Less can't get at us.
Right.
Nice.
You guys go over there and do your resting. I will do my thing as I continue to take the wine and inscribe the circle.
And how big is the circle going
to
be?
It's enough for all of us to sit in back to back to back to back.
That's going
to
be a... It's going to have to be...
6 squares.
Six, or...
9 squares?
Do it at 3x3.
There's one extra. So, yeah, it's going to have to be 3x3 in the end. So,
1 hour and 9 minutes.
Okay. So, Orym starts making a circle.
Okay. That's going to be a while.
Yes, that gives you guys plenty of time to start healing yourselves and resting yourselves.
Do we at least have enough time for the short rest?
Orym starts describing a circle.
It takes an hour and 9 minutes.
Sit down. Yeah.
Yep.
Just kind of spend my healing surges.
You guys get a short rest. Except for Orym, of course, who's busy doing a ritual.
Trell just sort of watches because she's out of healing surges anyways.
Yep. I spend 2 more.
How many?
Puts me at 85. Yeesh. How many do I have left?
Yep.
4.
It's going up on me.
Do you have any healing surges left, Torque?
I have 2.
Want to split it?
Sure.
And I started out with a buttload. Is that what it was?
You know, I think this is the most dire sort of resting the party's done.
This is the most analytical.
Says the historian.
We ain't been this dead since them skeletons.
I do not like being stuck in a little circle.
Well, we're in a little room.
In a little temple. Under a little wrecked Eladrin village.
And the green grass grows all around. All around.
Indeed.
Okay, Randa's so is Randa's going to take surges from somebody?
Yep.
Yeah, he took one from me and one from him.
Yeah. Oh, one from...
Yeah, we split it.
One from Torque and one from Ket, so I have one left.
No, he took one from himself and one from Ket.
Oh, my bad.
You keep your 2. You
so
might
that puts
need
you
those.
At 2, Randa's at 2, Ket at 3.
Okay. Trell at none.
Trell at none and Orym at 3.
Does Orym need, like, a lot of concentration to do the glyph thing?
He can spare enough concentration to sass, but other than that, it's all he can really do.
We gotta at least give him that, huh?
Yep.
So...
We probably don't want to distractilocate him.
Would we be able to, in theory, if we basically do another short rest, like, give Trell addition? No, that wouldn't be, because...
If we complete the circle... And nothing's bothering us by the time the circle's completed. We should be able to take an extended rest. Scribble, scribble, okay. Scribble, scribble, scribble.
While Orin's that, I'm going to keep... I want to keep watch on things.
Okay. So you guys sit around for 15 minutes, rest up.
Yep.
20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Grab me a cask.
Yeah, get yourself a drink.
Okay, yeah, before the circle closes.
Yep.
Let's grab two of them.
That's what he's putting in the six squares, that five of us and a bottle of booze. Yeah.
Two.
Well, it's nine squares, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, so you can fit plenty of booze in there.
So we're going to build ourselves a barrel fort.
Yep. It's going to be an empty barrel fort, though.
Barrel chairs and barrel tables.
30 minutes, at about
barrel beds.
35, 36 minutes into the ritual, you guys hear a loud rumbling.
Inscribe, 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 inscribe. Inscribe, 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 inscribe.
Do you hear something?
Inscribe, inscribe, inscribe.
What's that?
Inscribe,
inscribe, inscribe. Does it sound like the water rushing?
No.
Inscribe, 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 inscribe.
What does it sound like? Can I tell what it sounds like?
You could peek out the door if you wanted. Inscribe, inscribe.
Can anyone check?
I'm going to look.
Which direction this is coming from?
Trell walks out the door of the cellar.
I'm going to follow her.
You are in the temple.
You've got 20 minutes before the circle closes.
Rumble, rumble, rumble,
inscribe,
rumble.
Inscribe, 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 inscribe.
Can I tell what's going on?
Yeah, the earth is shaking.
Guys?
Great.
Earthquake.
We're trying.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't be underground during an earthquake.
Inscribe, 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 inscribe.
Does it seem like the earthquake's being caused by, you know, an actual... normal earthquake things, or...
do you have any way
to... I mean, like, Mother Nature?
Giant all right, animal so, something?
Yeah, it actually seems like it's caused exactly by a giant animal.
Guys, there's something coming.
Hedgehog?
Now that you've had a moment to think about it, yeah, I mean, if you were some kind of enormous burrowing beast, this is probably the effect that you would have on the ground.
Inscribe, 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 inscribe.
Forum.
If I break it now, we lose the whole hour, or we lose the whole spell.
That's fine.
You don't lose the components.
Okay.
Forum, we have to go. Everyone, go. Go.
Okay, I'm going
to
grab Forum. Drag him out.
Pick up Forum.
Ah, such a good circle, too.
It was. One of my best.
Yeah.
You bastards.
Philistines.
Right? You didn't have to pick up Forum.
Nah, just pull him.
Yeah.
He's only 100 pounds.
Okay.
How big are the casks?
No!
This is important.
Pretty big.
It's like a big old keg.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's...
You could roll it to the stairs, but then I think you'd have trouble.
Can't get the handy haversack over it?
Nope, not quite.
Damn it. but he's thinking.
Foreign origin wine. I could sell that stuff.
Yep.
Yes, that's
I guess there's...
Wall.
All right.
Let's go.
What do we do?
We're leaving the temple.
I look down that hallway where I saw that tunnel.
Okay.
What do I see?
Oh, you actually go down that way?
I'm looking down that way.
He's trying to crane his neck looking down.
Yeah. Well, if you are standing at the door that leads down that tunnel,
mm-hmm.
you don't see anything.
Okay.
It's really dark.
Okay. Even with my rod of...
Turn on a sun rod. Okay. The rumbling stops.
Hello?
Do we know what that sounds like?
Yeah, it's the golden kind.
Time to run.
Run.
Yeah, the other way.
All right. I'll
stop at the door.
Scan. What are you doing?
I'm not stepping out there when we've got golden kind coming one way, and the potential for golden kind coming from the other way.
No.
Yeah, because it's better to be caught in the middle.
Does it look clear?
Yeah,
let's go.
Does it look clear?
I think you get run over.
They're coming by down.
Is the party stopping? So when Ket stops,
hit the door. Hold up.
The party is going to take the Ket.
Okay.
The party takes the Ket. Bar the door.
Okay. Great.
Sorry, Ket.
I hope we get ambushed.
You guys are outside.
What's outside?
All right.
Building.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
So you'd rather be dead than wrong?
Shall we try to run back to that sewer grate?
Let him tell us what's outside.
Okay. You are outside. There are buildings. There are swarms of birds, although none of them directly above you. And very rapidly, a sinkhole where that temple used to be. Just spreading radially at a really good clip.
Okay. Which seems to be the best direction to go? Safest?
That way.
Well, if it's radial, well, it's going all.
Yes, your choices are sinkhole, wall, bird swarm A or bird swarm B.
B.
The drain isn't there anymore?
It's toward the wall.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to the wall.
Well, to the wall. Okay. As you guys book it towards the wall, right as you guys are turning to get behind a building, you see this just enormous, like probably itself the size of a 6 or 7 story building. Creature that has that same helmet thing just explode out of the ground at the center of the sinkhole. It's got all of these long tentacles that have radial grasping claws at the end, and it is just kind of grabbing itself and pulling itself out, and it just, you know, it seems to burrow through the earth. Its helmet actually comes to a little chisel point right at the center, and it just appears to be like basically nuzzles its way through the earth.
Is it like a fat sluggy thing or like a fat shrew thing?
Or something
about it appears
fat.
To be reptilian, like its body is covered in scales.
Okay.
Like that thing that jumped out of the asteroid in Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back?
No, that's more of an arthropod-looking guy. Oh, no, it was like a bat.
No,
like a lizard bat?
It was like a giant slug thing.
Oh, oh. That, you know, yeah. Okay, I get it. I thought you meant when they were inside were like those things.
No,
okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I could see something like that. Cover that up in gold plates, give it some tentacles. Yeah, it's that thing.
Okay.
I'm sure people are feverishly typing it in the credits. Guys, it's called the Nurlac.
Well, the bat things are called Minox.
Minox.
Thank you.
There you go.
There is a name for the worm things. And
yeah, but it's never said in the...
Talked about movie. It in Legacy. About
guys, I think our best bet is taking that drain. If there's a grating, we can...
It's okay. We can live with an ambulance every once in a while. You don't.
You can finish your thoughts.
Yes.
So yes, the drain. I think
if there's a grate, then we'll hack through it.
We'll try.
We'll drown before we hack through it.
How many of those empty casks do you have?
None.
Oh, none.
They're kegs.
Oh.
Furthermore, I'm certain that none of you actually managed to drink the whole thing. I mean, you could have just, like, dumped it.
Tork and I.
It was 30 minutes of time. It was 30 minutes of
you
rest.
Literally didn't have the time. Like, maybe you guys, between the two of you, have the constitution score for that, but you didn't have the time.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm a pretty good swimmer. I can go and check.
I say we all jump in and... see what happens.
Well, I don't want to send you guys down there if it is braided up.
You are at the river.
I don't
have time.
Things are coming.
Yep.
Let's go. I'm going.
Everything's shaking. All right. Randus jumps in.
I'm going in.
Trell jumps in.
It's bad when he has to be the impetuous one.
Everybody jumps in.
Kat?
Well,
did Tork jump in?
Tork looks at Kat and says, well, it's probably just the bottom that'll kill us anyway.
All right.
And he leaps in.
Jump. Okay, activate my little bracers so I can swim with my brain.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't everyone swim with their... Never.
No.
No. You swim with your muscles.
Okay. So is that everybody?
Worm. Pretty sure, yeah. Worm jumped in already, yeah. Okay.
All right.
And Cousin Ponzi.
You guys jump into a pretty fast-moving river that is flowing down into a grate. Fortunately for you, it's a really wide grate. So even the burliest of you only gets momentarily caught.
Trell.
Yes.
Yes, the most burliest.
So Trell, who
decides this is a great time
slips
to
through
to
like
plank.
Like a buttery noodle.
Yep,
through a fork.
So why doesn't everybody just give me an endurance check?
Okay.
I'm pretty decent at that.
Wow.
Nice. 31.
18.
32 with an at 20.
Okay. Trell?
7.
11.
And Torque.
Wow.
17.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody who rolled under 21, so everybody except for Ket and Randus, right?
What did you get?
18.
Oh. Lose a healing surge.
I don't have it.
Yes.
That's right, you don't.
A healing surge with it.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means
that Orm grabs her and pulls her along.
Yes, that is what it means. You're going to take...
We are now carrying one unconscious Trail.
She's not necessarily unconscious
before
yet.
Before she jumped in, she's like, I'm a good
she's
swimmer.
She's just so tired.
I'm a good... take 15 damage. And...
I say, would Orm be capable of doing that since he just got...
buffeted?
Yeah.
I'm bloodied if I have to take
15
damage.
You didn't take the damage. Oh, okay. Trell took the damage. She doesn't have any healing surges to lose.
Oh, okay.
Right. And... we'll call it good there.
Thank you.
Take some damage. Just swallowed a lot of water. And the rest of you who lost surges also basically essentially Randus and Ket managed to get to a riverbank. The rest of you can't quite muster the strength to fight the current. And you guys just get dropped off, you know, like, you know, good 200 yards further downriver.
I can muster the strength. It's just I got all this armor on. That's what it was.
That is a fine internal monologue for you to have.
That's the flavor text, and I'm sticking with it.
Everybody okay?
Run. They're Trails a couple hundred feet past us.
Sorry.
Yards. Yeah.
That's all right.
That's not everybody okay? It's like, hey, are you still alive?
I wouldn't be shouting.
Yeah. So you just pull Randus up or whatever.
I think he pulls you up.
Yeah.
Where are we?
You guys are in a swamp.
Okay.
Better,
yes.
I'm so happy to be in a swamp.
Do we see anything like trying to follow from the city? From the
walls, you can see bird swarms that are still kind of methodically moving around, and you can see the whole buildings just collapsing.
But are they moving outside of the
kind
city
of
wall?
In order,
are they moving outside the city wall, or do
they
seem
to
be confined within the city walls?
Yeah, they still appear to be looking around the city.
Okay, yes, let's
move. I try to see where's the cloud formation from here.
Almost. I think I had said that it was like north last time. So almost straight north is a cloud. About like almost straight up northwest of here is another swarm of birds.
Okay, so they're not just confined to the city.
Yeah.
Let's
unless there's another city over there that we don't know about.
Is there like thicker foliage around, or
I mean this is pretty swampy.
Okay,
then,
You guys can kind of see around because you're at the riverbank. You can like go into the foliage here.
But I say we do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And go
find
quietly.
Cover. Yes.
Okay.
Quietly as this group
as we try to move
manage.
North towards that cloud formation.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys, you guys move towards the cloud.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, start traveling towards the cloud.
Travel.
Squish, squish,
squish, squish, squash.
Stay out of the direct path of the swarm.
What other kind of animal life are we seeing here? Anything?
None.
Nothing. No bugs. No.
Nope.
Creepy crawlies. No.
Nope.
No leeches.
Nope.
No.
Nothing. Nothing.
Alligators.
Nothing has attached itself to you so far.
Does it seem like everything alive is gold ahead? In this area. Have we seen anything that wasn't a gold ahead?
Oh, we met a hedgehog.
Yes.
Another hedgehog. I know.
Not in the Fin of Winters, we didn't.
Yeah, no, we did. He was floating down.
Charlin kept it. Oh. We were separated.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, we didn't.
Well,
we need to
have
stop
we been
going.
Traveling 10, 15 minutes without problems?
Huh?
Been traveling 10, 15 minutes?
You've been traveling this conversation without problems.
So 10, 15 seconds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me know when we get 10, 15 minutes in.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Hey, Aurum?
Yes.
So did you see the thing that I did?
What thing was that? Refresh my memory. We've gone through a lot, and I was concentrating on those symbols. So some short-term things have maybe slipped my memory.
Well, so, you know how I travel in the Feywild?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, maybe I can do this thing, like, over a shorter distance. And I think I kind of did, like, well, I'm not sure what your face step is like, but I think I kind of did something similar to that, maybe.
Oh, you mean when we were fighting those things? Oh, yeah. I thought all good elves knew how to do that.
No. Only Eladrin.
Hmm. Interesting.
She looks so excited at you. Which just looks like staring, I guess.
You know, the arms are crossed in front and some big smile. Mm-hmm. Blinky orby eyes.
Trying to impress Ramona.
Huh. Interesting. How'd that happen?
Like I said, I think I just thought maybe it could work.
And interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Walk, 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 walk. Some more walking. Quiet traipsing. Looking out for monsters that may be descending from the sky, or jaguars that may be descending from trees. Yep.
Any sign of golden-headed birds between any gaps in the passage?
Not too difficult.
So we're not like hacking through.
Right. This is really the biggest problem is not stepping into, you know, knee to waist deep muck. If you guys kind of stick to the roots of the trees, you know, it's not easy going, but it's not difficult to do that. It's just kind of tiring. Mm-hmm.
Torque is going to make a point of trying to help whenever possible and necessary.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody seems to be stepping deep, you're going to try and reach for them and like that.
Well, there's definitely probably a point in which any given one of you is going to need to get over something.
Is there a lot of mud then?
Yeah.
Okay, so Charles very pleased.
You're pleased by mud?
Much by like a pig in the same substance.
Awesome.
So you guys travel for about 20 minutes.
Hold up, guys. Are those things following us? Have they moved?
I'll check.
They do not seem to be moving in any sort of intercept course, but they are systematically checking
the forest now.
Yep. I mean, this is like a different swarm of birds that are taking the swamp.
The ones that were off to the northwest or whatever?
Right.
Are they coming closer to our path or
sometimes? They're basically they're following some sort of pattern. It's not too easily discernible, but it is pretty, like, you can tell because they literally will just be flying in one area, and they will start moving just completely, perpendicularly than the direction that they were traveling.
All right. These things are creepy.
About how long do you guys think it would be before those things come this direction?
Well,
do I know this?
You can give me a nature check.
How far are we away from the clouds? The cloud formation.
Man, I am just rolling.
I'll say you're probably a good half a day's travel.
Okay.
23.
in the direction that you guys are going, at the pace that you guys are going now, you would imagine that you actually wouldn't necessarily cross their paths, but who knows how good the eyesight on these things are. They might be able to spot you at some point.
So we really don't have any way of knowing.
If they have pretty good bird vision, you probably would be able to make it to the cloud before they spot you if you hauled.
How much of the canopy is covering us?
Depends where you stop.
Okay.
Like, there are times,
well, I didn't know if we were like in a open peat bog type place or if we were in a more rainforesty type swamp with trees. And
there are a lot of trees, but they just kind of stop some places. And, you know, sure enough, okay, you find like a big pit there, or you just find that, you know, there's just a spot where something has clearly like just downed all the trees.
So I think we should try and veer a little further and try and find something a little denser and see if we could try the eagles now.
Man, that seems like a pretty risky.
They're going to be a lot faster than what we're doing right now, and if we get spotted at all, we're screwed.
How many birds?
Well, if we get spotted,
flocks that
we saw, the thing. If we fly with the eagles, we will be spotted.
Yes.
So there's a 100% chance that we will be spotted if we use the eagle route.
I want to keep going.
I figured
Randus, what do you think?
Use the eagles is done. I mean,
the only real option is we can try, you know, find shelter and try that route again, see if we get any better luck.
I want to get to that cloud before we rest.
Or we could just keep pushing on.
I think we need to keep moving.
I think we should at least work our way away from where they're searching.
But that they're searching in a pattern.
Yeah, but they're northwest, so if what he's saying, if we veer a little bit to the northeast and kind of swing around in an arc and come at the cloud formation almost from the west,
all right.
Or from the east to the west, then there's a less likely chance that we would.
Okay,
Do we have a clear enough view of the sky to know that there aren't other birds to the east?
You have been keeping an eye out. So far, you haven't seen any. Obviously, you can't know that there aren't more birds to the east.
But from what we can discern,
from what you can discern right now, there appear to be no more birds to the east.
All right, let's do that. But let's do it fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
You guys veer east.
Well, more like northeast.
Sure.
But we veer east.
Yeah.
You guys veer east by northeast.
A lovely move.
Yes.
Hitchcock was a genius.
And you guys continue to travel in a swamp. It certainly doesn't get any easier. Everybody can give me another endurance check.
There we go.
Ugh. 9.
14.
23.
Okay. Torque?
13.
Torque?
33.
Okay. So, what did you get again?
14.
And you got 23. Okay. So, hey, this is helpful. Everybody with pointy ears kind of starts really dragging.
Are you sure you want to try to get to the cloud today, Trill? You really seem like you're running low on energy.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about you guys getting to this cloud and solving this problem. And if they weren't so on top of us right now, I wouldn't be pushing for this.
Well, they're not really on top of us, which brings me to some rules interpretation lawyering, especially when it comes to the secure shelter.
Okay.
You create a sturdy lodge large enough to accommodate 8 medium creatures. The ritual uses materials found in the area, so the lodge can be formed of snow, stone, wood, or even sod. The lodge encloses a close burst 4 in size. The interior is dry and clean and includes 9 bunks, a long table with stool, and a writing desk. The shelter is not heated or cooled, but it's immune to fire and impervious to all damage.
Mm-hmm.
Access to its interior is by two shuttered windows, a single door, and a chimney. Furniture can be removed from the shelter, but it vanishes along with the lodge when the ritual's duration expires, which is 8 hours. Impervious to damage. Does that mean that if something attacks, that they can't get in?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Unless
they have to go through one of the four.
Right. And it holes. Has a clause about what can get in or out, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. It's just, it's large enough for 8 medium creatures.
Okay. So, yes. They probably can't break down the door, but if they convince you to let them in, they can eat you inside.
Sure.
No one let them in.
Okay, vampire rules.
Candygram.
How long does it take to cast?
Not really.
30 minutes.
That Candygram has a golden helmet.
We can try it.
I mean, you guys want to try it or not?
Because
then we
minutes.
Lose 8 hours. But, you know, we'll be in place for 8 hours. That means they could. Now, the nice thing is the shelter is being created by the materials from the area. So they may not say, hey, look, a building. They may just see, hey, look, lump of mud.
I think they almost certainly would say, hey, look, a building.
Mm.
When basically the ritual in a radius pulls in all the sturdy building materials to make a shelter.
Could we could camouflage it, right?
Potentially.
Okay.
If we want to spend that extra time doing it.
I think it's worth it.
I think it's the best.
Or do we just keep pushing on?
I don't think some of us are going to make it.
You guys are really kind of starting to drag. And
how much further do we have to go?
You guys are at this pace, well, at your new pace, I would say it probably would take a good 16 to 17 hours.
Oof.
Or do we just stop and rest here in the wild and hope
that is assuming that your pace doesn't continue to deteriorate.
Yeah.
And it probably would.
Well, unless you're leaving someone behind, you know, you would all have to beat the check.
Never.
Otherwise, everybody slows down to the slowest person.
What was the check?
An endurance check.
What do you want to do?
I vote shelter.
Randus? Shelter.
I'm with the shelter idea.
Torque?
I vote press on.
Trell?
This... I mean, I'm the one dragging here the most, and I'm not the one that's the important one here. So this decision's up to you guys.
I think we got a decision.
I can carry Trell for a little bit.
That'll just tire you out even sooner.
Right.
It's going to be more than most of a day before we actually get there.
Every time we've taken so much as a breath, we've been overtaken.
Right, shall we start trying to make this shelter there, Horm?
Sure.
All right.
Costs a lot. 1,000 gold pieces.
You lead, I follow.
Sure.
How are we going to get out?
Through the door. Or the windows. The shuttered windows. And we start casting.
Yep.
Start
like inscribing a floor plan within the mud. And
yeah. Well, the thing is, everybody needs rest. Right?
Right. So describe me a ritual.
So Randus and I, again, start inscribing kind of in the mud, doing our little chants.
Yep.
Ooh, howie, owie, owie, ooh. And then as we start doing it.
Script and runes and all along. And
as you start doing it, you see the ground kind of.
Taking measurements, making sure everything line up through the proper feng shui.
Little pebbles and rocks start rolling in, building upon one another. Little spare branches of trees that have fallen off come. And within 30 minutes, there is this little lodge sitting there in the woods.
You want to give me any sort of architectural?
Pretty plain. This is, even though this is magic that we picked up at one of, it's very square. It is squat. It's big enough for people to get in, but it is square.
Okay.
Orm's not an art major?
No, it's not that. It's just this is utilitarian, not fantastical. So it is practical.
Function over form.
It's just very practical.
Okay.
All right.
If we had longer times, maybe we could add a few flying buttresses and a few few spires here and there. But
right,
this is neither the time nor the place to do that.
What's wrong?
Sorry.
You okay?
Cramp.
No. So the
I hate that.
So the lodge is complete.
Yep. You guys build a secure shelter, right?
Yes.
That was called.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we get inside. Close the
door. I want to camouflage it.
Okay. Give me a nature check.
All of us are just Trill.
Whoever's helping.
I'll kind of keep watch while she camouflages.
I'll help. Okay.
Her decorating skills. 21.
Okay.
Orange's really tired. Even though he doesn't sleep.
Okay. You do a
nice throw rug of peat moss over here.
Yep. You do a job that seems satisfactory to you.
Great. Okay.
I was say I just give her a +2, right?
Yep.
So it's a 34 at that point.
Yep.
Are we under any type of cover from the trees?
Not really.
We were.
You guys kind of have to inscribe the shelter. Like, you can't have trees too close to the shelter while you're inscribing it. And the ones that probably were close enough had, like, a lot of their bark stripped.
Yeah.
So this thing, especially from a bird's eye view, is going to be like, hey, look, there's a building. Trail did do a good job of making it look like a mound.
Okay, let's get in there.
All right. Okay. You step inside. There are
bunks.
Yes, there are 4 bunk beds.
No,
right,
there's 8.
2 bunk.
9. I'm sorry.
Hey, how's it going?
Lodge enclosures. 9 bunks, long table and stools, and a writing desk. Okay. I think in this case the writing desk really wasn't necessary, but
yeah, the writing desk.
A little bit of flair.
Part of the ritual.
It comes with the ritual.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Unless you want to sit down and rewrite an entirely new ritual, I don't think
dear done.
As
this, or the thing is, like, obviously, this is one of those rituals that was created by a wizard.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And he's like, what are the necessities? Someplace to sleep, a table, and someplace to read my spells.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Okay. So, Orym, I am just exhausted at this point. I will take the first watch. Because I can just go into meditation zone, right?
Yeah.
And still be aware. Randus, can you contemplate linked portal, please? And
okay.
See if
linked
that
portal
might...
is not going to do you any good.
Not going to do any good here?
No.
Okay. All right, then. I do first watch.
Rodrigo, if I'm... Does group awareness work when I'm unconscious?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless it says that... You know, they have to see you or whatever. Like, it might not work if they're unconscious.
No, I don't think so.
No, then it works. You manage to make people uncomfortable even when you're asleep.
Uncomfortable. Like,
keep us on edge.
Yeah, intense elf snoring.
She even sleeps intensely. She just has, like, both hands together, like, really tightly, and her cheek is just, like, rubbing against them, like, oh, I'm sleeping so hard right now. God, I'm good at this. Y'all chums don't know. Y'all chums don't know.
Okay. Orym, wake me up when you're done.
Okay.
Okay. Passing out.
Okay. So, first watch is going to be just Orym?
I guess, unless anybody else wants to.
You're staying up?
Yeah.
Okay. Both of you can give me a perception check.
Yay.
+2.
Oh, yes. Wow.
No.
Shh. +2? Well, 12.
Oh, God.
Brian rolled high, and he's pretty wise.
+2. 39?
Oh, yay.
39.
No, that's not right. That's a 3, not an 8. 34.
+2?
That's what's the plus
okay.
2.
first watch goes by uneventfully.
Okay.
If I have done everything I awake from my respite with some things prepared mentally in my mind.
Well, when you wake up, you go through your spell book and you prepare them.
Right. Force orb.
Okay.
Looks like I've got... Do I have concussive echo? Yep. Concussive echo.
Well, the red ones you don't need to prepare.
Oh, okay. Flaming sphere. Phantasmal assailant. Lightning serpent. Guardian blades. And dimension door and blur. Oh, and shape the dream, which is my new one. So
yeah,
that should do it. And fully rested.
Yep.
Fully recharged. 75 and 6 surges.
Is dimension door still a teleport spell?
Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. So, first watch is over.
Yep, I'm done. Does he need to rest some more, sleep some more?
He hasn't slept at all.
Oh, he hasn't slept at all?
Yeah,
okay.
I need to sleep.
Randus, you go to sleep. I'll get Trell. Trell.
Okay.
Hey.
Time to wake up.
Okay.
And take watch.
Okay.
And I guess I'm there too.
Yep.
Just doing away.
Yep. You guys can both give me a perception check.
Can I peer out the window?
Yeah.
Oh, that's better. Perception, you say?
Peering back.
Man.
That will be 23, 25.
Okay.
Do I take the +2 as well?
I believe that you do not.
Okay.
You also do not get it from other elves.
Oh, okay. I'm immune to their intensity.
Yes.
Okay. 24.
Okay.
Can I see anything when I look out the window? Peer out the window?
Just swamp.
Can't see up.
It's quiet. Not without opening a window and poking your head out.
Okay.
And actually, if you did open a window and poke your head out, you would have to move some of Charles' camouflage to be able to get your head out and actually be able to see.
No, that's okay.
Like, you have, like, this triangular angle of vision, like, straight out from the window.
But it doesn't look like anything's approaching. No. The rumbling of the earth, anything
no,
like that.
No, and, you know, for a swamp, which, again, this is not a swamp that you've been to, it's dead. It's completely still.
Okay.
Like, the water's always moving around, like, flowing.
Right,
but
right.
There don't appear to even be critters in the water.
Okay. Seems like everything passes uneventfully.
So far.
So who's left? Is there anybody left, or have we done the full rest?
No, you need to do 3 watches so that everybody who had a watch also gets enough sleep.
Okay, so Randus has got some sleep.
Yep.
Trail's got some sleep. Now,
Anybody else? Torque. At this point, Ket and Torque are fully rested.
Okay.
Just the Randus apparently needs more sleep.
So... Yeah.
So both Ket and Torque can go through an extended rest.
Okay.
Bedroll. Okay.
How many temporary hit points do you give me when I use a daily?
5, I believe. Rechecking.
Who wants the next watch?
I'd be me. Torque
and
Torque.
Ket. And Orm, I guess. Orm doesn't need any rest. I mean, he can...
Is it only 5?
I'm checking.
That's better than the 1 I gave myself.
Do I need to roll something?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, it's not. It's, it'll be 11.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always better than the bedroll.
Okay. Torque and Ket can, and Orm can give me a perception check.
I don't wanna.
No, you don't have to.
21. Wait. +2 from Trell? 23.
25 again.
Okay.
26.
Okay.
You just had to one-up him, didn't you?
I always do.
Third watch goes by uneventfully.
Yay.
Can we see out the windows and see that there's... I mean, is there nothing...
There does not appear to be anything out there.
Lighter day. Should be working for us. Let's just keep taking watch.
We'll say it's early evening. Like, you guys just had your schedule, like, really thrown off.
Okay, so it's now early evening.
It is now early evening.
The bottom of this fort and just walk it along.
It's going to disappear.
It'll disappear when we move it off. Or if we take anything out.
Just live here.
Just live.
Oh, you did spend the magical materials for it and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thousand gold is all it was.
It's an expensive rent, yes.
It is. But, hey, look, now everybody's recharged.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And refreshed.
Shall we gear up, get ready for anything?
And most of us are looking pretty good.
Let's head out.
Time to head out. Is it time to head out, Kat?
Yeah. Let's go.
I do my makeup first.
Got to get her game face on.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She paints her face. It's kind of fascinating.
Okay, now we go.
Nah.
Actually, Trell's the most aware. Trell, go out first.
Okay.
Take a look. Yeah.
I'm going to step outside carefully.
Back wrap.
Yeah.
Healing infusion ready.
I want to get like a good vantage point and check the skies.
Okay. 1 second.
Mostly just need to make sure nothing's right on top of us right now. We can get a good vantage point as soon as we all leave.
Why are you calling that snake an idiot?
Okay, so Trell steps out, and is outside in a swamp. There is no sign of any sort of golden-headed bird or golden-headed creature of any kind.
Can you?
Are we clear?
It seems like it. I don't see any birds, though, which kind of worries me more. But let's go. Let's go.
Still have the rain cloud?
Do we?
Yes.
Okay. Still there.
All right. Say we make our way.
Okay. You guys start traveling. Mm-hmm. It is still the better part of a day.
Sludge.
Okay. Anything eventful happen as we're traveling? Or are we just traveling?
That's a great question.
Okay.
So you guys start traveling.
We are.
Yep.
And it's nighttime, right?
Yes. Okay. It's early evening.
Okay.
Still no sign of any non-golden-headed animals?
Yes. Normal? No sign.
No sign of any animals?
No sign of any animals. Mm-hmm.
They probably all ran away.
Yeah, but no sign of the golden kind is also kind of disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, did they run away or did they get turned into golden kind? Because, I mean, them is birds.
This hedgehog told us that most things get killed outright, and they only change, like, I don't know, very few things into golden kind.
So just the birds and the big squiggly frammer.
I don't, I don't know
and
that
I
they...
I guess the monkeys.
Birds and the apes.
I mean, I don't know if they were already golden kind or if they were made into golden kind. They might have already been golden kind.
I don't know if there is such a thing as already golden kind. I mean, if you look at it, why would a crawly, wormy thing and a bird have anything in common?
It's the Feywild.
It looks magic-y to me.
Well, they are. The two least magical people.
Having a discussion about magic, indeed.
Yes.
Dork just wishes that he could make a reference to the Borg, but he can't, so I won't, and we'll just pretend it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Or Cybermen, same thing.
So you guys continue to travel for a couple hours.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty silently, pretty swiftly as we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trying not to make too much noise or rustle up too much
trouble.
Still no sign.
Still
70% swift, 40% silent.
No sign. Which raises a question.
Yes.
Are you guys going to try to push to get there? Or are you guys going to camp again?
I vote pushing.
I do too.
Yeah. I would.
We wasted too much time already.
Said it was a couple hours. How much darker is it?
It's now full on nighttime.
None more black.
How well is our vision right now?
Well, that depends. Raise your hand if you have low light vision.
Not it.
You can't see my hand, but it's in the air.
I'm pretty sure I do. I just can't find it on my sheet.
You should.
It's over by your passive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
There we go. Yeah, I do. I have a light vision.
Okay, so three out of the five of you, Eladrin, have low light vision?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well, you can't see for crap.
Can't?
Right.
Yeah. VRI is Torque.
But it's all right, because anytime Randus kind of stumbles, I grab his arm, and we're helping him along. See,
I hold Ket's hand.
Yeah, that helps him not to fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the first time, low-life vision is a good thing.
No, I do.
What?
I was going to say, if
low-light vision is pretty much exclusively a good thing. There used to be, like, back in the day, a thing where... And it was a different ability, technically, that, yeah, like...
Infravision.
Drow and, like, orcs could get, like, dazzled if they encountered a bright light while they were in a cave or whatever.
A lot of any underground things. Yeah,
but that wasn't necessarily tied to dark vision, because dwarves, for example, didn't have that.
Yeah.
So it's not like Solid Snake's low-light goggles we don't get.
No, you actually just, basically, for all intents and purposes... the three of you can essentially just perceive a little bit into the infrared, and you guys can just see a little bit better at night.
You as cats.
Yeah.
We have rods and cones and bugles.
Sure. More the
those things.
Light detecting than the color detecting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Cones or rods, whichever is what?
Bugles, I tell you. Bugles.
I think it's cones or color.
Continue to push on.
Irrelevant.
Continue to push on.
Yeah. All right, you guys are going irreverent. For it?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
I say it's up to Randus.
At least
right
a little
now.
While longer, unless Randus needs to
I'm up
rest.
To it. Yeah, should be good.
Randus is not... Is he the squishiest one?
Randus is the only one who can't see.
Well, we can make sure that Randus can move along.
Yeah.
We can steady
him. Let's ride the dark.
That might be the easiest. The heaviest character carry the second heaviest character.
Yes.
Okay.
Or we could take the eagles now.
We don't know how well the golden kind see.
Nope.
So you guys push on.
Or how they see at all.
Yeah.
We can figure magical.
Got ice.
As you guys continue to travel, Trell determines that the fastest way to get there is by going into a grove of trees, and then hopefully when you pop out the other side, you should be there.
Hmm.
I think if we go through here, which is probably in the opposite direction, or in a ridiculous direction.
I hate the Feywild.
I think we go through here, we should come out right over there.
All
excellent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Feywild.
What about joining hands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Deep breath, let's go.
All right.
Sure.
And go.
Ango.
You guys walk into this grove of trees. And it's, you know, it's hard travel for a little bit because the roots are all tangled up. And basically, you don't ever take two steps that are at the same height.
Level. Yeah.
Yeah. As you guys continue to travel, you hear something up ahead.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like something is, like, hopping every once in a while. Like, maybe something that takes two hops. Probably, I mean, big for something that hops, about the size of a cat. And it seems to be hopping along the ground.
Like a kangaroo?
Like
a wallaby?
Like a red kangaroo. No, red kangaroos are the big, like a gray kangaroo, if you will.
Wallaby?
Yes, like a wallaby.
About the same size as a house cat. A little bigger.
Okay. Hold on. I hear something.
Okay.
I want to go stealthily scope it out.
Okay. Roll me a stealth check.
Let me...
Good luck, Trail.
Let's not...
Let me remember how to do that.
Up.
Roll a d20.
Let me go with her. I'm sure we can both stealth it up.
No.
I'm reasonably certain Warren's the only other one who has a chance at stealth.
I think we let her go.
25.
So that's... Okay.
I feel like I have some kind of addition to it.
Okay.
Oh, I do. It's my armor. Give me a... I think.
That might already be factored in.
Oh, okay.
Should already be factored in.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Then that's it.
Okay, 25. So 25?
Yes.
Okay. So Trell ducks down and silently moves forward, at which point this creature that is clearly one of the golden kind, except it, you know how they have, like, the eye sockets, and then inside they have, like, the little armored pupils. This thing has, like, giant ones, and they're on the outside.
Oh.
It is, like, about the size of a cat, mostly head with just, like, big hoppy frog legs, but it's covered in fur.
Oh, wow.
Trell sneaks around a corner, and it just, like, moves one eye to look at her, opens its head, three little spheres spinning around, and this just... beautiful trail of blue and green and pink light just kind of starts going up and up and up and up and up and up and up into the sky and just forms this, like, you guys see it around the trees, just this beacon. Just
does it light the area up a little bit?
No, but it's really visible. I mean, it lights the immediate area where you guys, like, around the corner, you can see light coming through, and actually you guys can actually see Trail's shadow appear as this happens.
And looking up, is the storm cloud
can
above
we see
us?
What's causing it?
No.
No.
But it's still a ways away.
Torque, grab Brandis, let's move.
Move.
We can't catch you.
I'm blind.
All right. You would have invented some night goggles.
Run like a constipated wiener dog.
What is the speed of the slowest person? Is it going to be a 5 for Torque?
Yep.
Yep. A 5 for Torque, it always is.
Okay. This thing, like, you guys just, like, run past it?
Yes.
Whatever direction Trell is telling us.
Yeah, that we need to get
we'll
to.
We'll follow her directions.
Okay. Yep. All right, so you guys basically run past it.
I don't know.
Yes.
I have no say in this matter.
Okay. And it has no trouble keeping up with you guys, and it basically just hops, like, 15 feet behind you. Just hop.
Turn around and chop it in two?
At least I could see where we're going.
No, you're holding Randis. You need two hands. I'll kill it.
Randis is facing it.
That's right.
Run and gun. Well, Tark, run, okay. You gun.
I'll try that.
Okay.
So many missed bolts.
Yes. Actually, being jostled around, sometimes you accidentally manage to hit it. The problem with this guy is that basically it appears that its only job is to not die and call attention to itself.
Kittens.
Great.
So even though you do get a couple good shots in, it doesn't really slow it down. And then you guys just hear, because you're in like a really thick canopy, you guys just hear wings above you just flapping, flapping, flapping as this like giant swarm of birds begins to form right above you.
Oh.
Gonna have to keep running.
Man, this is not Trail's day.
It didn't look like we're losing it at all, are we?
No. It should be dead in like 7 or 8 more rounds. You know, of you shooting it by yourself. Assuming that you hit 5 out of those 7 rounds. Yeah.
So
Orym could certainly use magic missile and hit every time.
Yeah.
Pew 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 pew.
What's your speed?
6.
6? Yeah.
Oh, but I assume that you guys were using all of your actions to move.
Run.
Yeah.
We have to keep
moving.
Torque.
Yeah.
So, the three of us at least could probably stop once every 1 or 2 rounds and still
fire one off.
Keep pace with Torque.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
I think I'm offended.
No,
you're
offended.
Some people have to be slower than others, but you're very strong. It's okay.
What if I charge?
If there was anything to charge other than the thing behind us, that'd be fine. You could brain it to death with Randus.
There is, in fact, nothing to charge.
Please don't.
In any case, eventually you guys manage to crack it and kill it, but it's a little too late.
We're surrounded.
No.
Gotta still keep running.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to stop. We gotta keep running in the direction where the clouds are.
Can we?
Yeah.
Quiet. Right. There's nothing blocking our way. Yet.
Yet. So, you guys pop out of the canopy and you can see this area, and it is just a snowbank. And it's pretty large. It's easily a good 50-yard radius. And again, you just see snow calmly drifting onto it. But as you guys pop out of the canopy, the birds just kind of gather into a ring, like directly above where you guys are.
Huh.
Go for the snow.
Yeah, keep going for the snow.
All right. You guys make a mad dash for it. And as you do, you guys see like the immediate area start to bubble as these big lizard-like golden kind, quadruped kind of things like start popping out of the ground around you and trying to converge upon you.
Mm.
And you guys manage to make it into the snow, and right as these guys get right up to it, they just stop. Right at the edge of where the snow is accumulating.
Good.
Is there anything we can get behind?
We can certainly slow our pace a little bit.
Can we?
If we have to.
They're
not going to come after us.
I know they're not going to come after us, but I'd rather get behind a tree where they can't shoot me.
That's true,
too. What are they going to shoot you with?
The giant Mind beams raised. Of death they've been shooting at us?
Do they seem to be death ray?
Not right now.
Well, you know what?
That doesn't mean they won't.
For the moment, we're now closer to our goal.
Right.
And I think that is a good time to take a break in this episode of Critical Hit. Major Spoilers, Dungeons & Dragons podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us. It's right around the holiday time, right in the middle of it. So we're hoping that you are having a good holiday wherever you are. And let's see where we're sitting next week. We may take a week off. We may not. We'll let you know by following us on Twitter. You can follow us at Major Spoilers is me. Rob is at Bore Immortal. Brian is at D&D Brian. Rodrigo is at Fearsome Critter.
At Wit's End.
Yes, oftentimes. Matthew is at Mighty King Cobra. And Adriana is at Miss Very Very. We know that many of you are asking, hey, how can we follow you? As far as the show goes, head over to majorspoilers.com. We'll post something if we're not having an episode this up this next week just because of the holidays. But we will certainly let you know. But until then, here's hoping that you had a great holiday or are having a great holiday, depending on which holiday season you are in. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.